our first session chair by the numbers. 5, the number of minutes he can be outside before he gets a sunburn. 4, the few number of times I haven't seen him smiling. 3, the number of semesters he has left at the University of Florida before he begins his career as an ag teacher. 2, the number of national championships his favorite football team has, the Florida State Seminoles. And 1, the priority that FFA has had in his heart this year. He's the leader of our team and a dedicated friend to the FFA. He's the rap music making, spicy food hating, hardworking Christian man here to chair our first general session. Give it up for our national FFA president, Clay Sapp.
Did y'all enjoy that painting in our reflections? Let's give it up for Mr. Dan Dunn for helping us commemorate this event. This painting featuring 80 years of the FFA jacket, as well as the painting in our pre-session featuring the American Eagle, are being donated by Dan Dunn and Case IH. There will be a raffle in the expo hall next to the FFA alumni booth where these pictures will be raffled off to one of our lucky FFA members. We are fortunate to have this raffle because the proceeds will go to the National FFA organization through the Giving the Gift of Blue program. It is our hope that through this raffle, we will be able to put more FFA members in blue jackets. Let's give it up for 80 years in the blue. We also need to give it up for Case IH and Lando Lakes Purina for sponsoring our gigantic 90-foot convention screens, the awesome laser light show, and many of the cool audiovisual elements that we'll see on the convention stage this week. Let's put our hands together for them. Growing up, one of my all-time favorite things to do was to build a bonfire with my family and roast marshmallows. My dad would spend all afternoon tracking down the fuel and preparing the perfect spot for the fire. We would then take pieces of wood and dried products and put them in a piled circle. We would create a spark by striking the match. In dropping the match on the wood and dried products, heat would be generated and the potential energy in the wood would be released until the fire turned blazing hot. Each time, we chose to ignite the fire. This year, the national organization carries the word ignite as our theme. However, our organization alone will not be able to ignite leadership, growth, or success. It is our members who must choose to fuel their passions, spark action, and ignite FFA. The challenges that face our generation are seemingly endless, with hunger, poverty, and violence, just to name a few. But the cool thing is that in FFA members, we have the potential to meet those challenges. Just as the wood that my family would collect had the potential energy to turn into a blazing hot fire, each of the 579,678 FFA members has potential beyond measure that is simply waiting to be ignited. We must first choose to fuel our passions for leadership, agriculture, and service. But simply fueling a passion is pointless until we choose to spark action and make sure that we're growing and changing our programs to make sure that we're relevant. If we are going to meet the challenges that face our generation, we must ignite FFA. And we will do just that here at the 86th Annual National FFA Convention and Expo. We will fuel our passion for agriculture through competing in career development events, participating in the national band, talent, and chorus, and presenting agri-science research. We will be able to spark action here at convention by attending convention workshops, participating in the national days of service, and attending the convention expo. And finally, we will get the chance to ignite our potential as we hear great speakers Rick Pitino, Josh Sundquist, and Joe Tirillo call us to action. And we see models of excellence in individual and chapter categories recognized right here on the National Convention and Expo stage. This afternoon, we are going to get this convention started off right by hearing from the emblem of knowledge and wisdom himself, our national FFA advisor, Dr. Steve Brown. We will also get to meet, for the first time, our national chorus and band. And finally, we will get to hear from the head coach of the reigning NCAA basketball national champion, Louisville Cardinals, Mr. Rick Pitino. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to fuel passion, spark action, and ignite FFA. Welcome to the 86th Annual National FFA Convention and Expo.